The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Some of the material presented in this program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Life sucks. Get a fucking helmet.
Harden the fuck up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode, Season 2, Episode 8 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined by Skeets, who's being oddly quiet. Sitting to my left, Uncle Pappy himself. That was Vince, for those that don't know.
It's Vince.
Joined by Timmy.
Timmy?
You had a hell of a week.
I had a week. So did you, though.
Shut up. We're talking about it. I hate you already. Less than 30 seconds in, I already hate you. And Mr. Short, who I don't hate.
Yay!
Yet.
The show is still
good. Yeah, we haven't even hit a minute yet. So, it is Memorial Day here in the States.
Tomorrow.
So you remember the past. Tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it's the weekend holiday. So.
500 is going on right now.
But, greatest testicle in racing.
Well, that, and thank you to the military that has served and listened, and we do take our freedoms and rights very seriously.
That's right. I'm about arming bears.
No, you're about shooting bears. That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
I think your bear was what, Steve?
Steve.
That's a good joke you won't get.
I think Vince is the closest to bear arms. He's hairy.
That's true.
That is no shit.
Rawr.
Whoa.
That was Steve.
I get it now.
I'm sure you do. And of course, we take our freedom of speech very... We take our freedom of speech very serious. We can say what we want, whoever we want.
We're so patriotic, they're going to shut us down.
Yippee-ki-yay.
There's chances.
They seem militant.
Well, they haven't done it yet, so we're still good for a while.
Yeah. What are the odds we'll have another election? Oh, I said that out loud. So we'll get into TV news, I guess. There's not a lot of weird news. It's been
not a lot of news all around.
It's kind of because of the holiday, everything's kind of mellowed down, especially since last week was TV upfronts and all that. But the pilot episode for Supergirl leaked 6 months early.
Wow. Somebody got fired.
Yeah.
Did it leak on TV or the internet?
Internet.
Okay.
If it leaked on TV, a lot of people get fired.
Yeah.
When you put something in. Okay, grab a tape. Dude.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops.
Now, it's, if I say I watched it, does that mean I got it illegally? Or I ain't admitting to nothing. We need a lawyer.
You allegedly.
I allegedly may have seen it.
How was it?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Allegedly, if I did watch said pilot episode, it was The Flash for women. This is the best I can say.
So he had a chubby.
No. It's, I mean, she's cute.
He was nursing.
I dig the chick.
He was nursing the semi.
I dig I dig the sister.
Yeah, what's her name?
Kyler Lee?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't know she was on Grey's Anatomy for like apparently 5 years.
Yeah.
Do not dig Callista Flockhart.
Oh God, no. honest to God, you could put a broom with lips and it's Callista fucking Flockhart. It would be better. Yeah, it's geared towards women. That's, I mean...
Shocker.
Big shocker.
Yay.
It is.
Shocker.
It'll do okay. Shocker.
I'm looking it up right now.
It'll do okay ratings. We'll see. The fight scenes were okay. I mean, they were Flash quality.
Yeah.
They flashed?
Did she flash?
No.
Just look her up. You can see naked pictures.
Yeah, I showed you that last week.
Yeah, we did that last week.
We might need a refresher.
Someone's going to have to rub my refresher.
Not
delete,
it.
Delete, delete, delete.
He means his penis.
Yes, I know.
Tallywhacker.
A couple things for TV news. I didn't know Tom Bergeron has quit being host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
I didn't know that either.
And your new host is Carlton. Alfonso Ribeiro. Will be your new host for America's Funniest Home Videos. I told you it was a slow week.
Yeah.
Just...
I haven't watched that since Bob Saget.
Fuck y'all, love the Saget. Bergeron's okay, but I mean...
What happened to Daisy Fuentes and the other guy?
Dan Cortez?
No, it was Dan Cortez. Dan Cortez.
Rock and Jock Podcast. I miss MTV. Who was... Dave Coulier. It was fucking Dave
no,
Coulier.
No, it wasn't Dave Coulier. It was
that was a different show.
Oh, the fuck, you're right.
It was like America's Dumbest People.
Yeah.
And they got Dave Coulier to do it.
Yeah, Canadian.
Hey, cut that out.
I haven't seen that forever.
Last week, Duff Beer, speaking of Simpsons, went on sale at Universal Studios.
Hold on. Who said anything about The Simpsons?
I'm just moving on.
Okay.
Went on sale at Universal Studios in Orlando and in Hollywood. And the people at 20th Century Fox also plan to sell it in Chile, Europe, and the rest of the United States. You're going to be able to buy Duff, and they are marketing it as a real beer, not as a novelty. So this is going to be their own...
Well, who makes it?
Don't know.
Budweiser, probably.
Probably.
I can drink it, too.
Mimi Rogers, speaking of the 80s, yeah, with giant cans, has been added to Ash vs. the Evil Dead. As the mother of the girl that's teaming up with Ash. So
she's a MILF.
Yeah. Have you seen Mimi Rogers?
No.
Yeah.
Usually he'd type it up on the screen and be like, "Well, look at these."
Fine, if you want me to pull it up. Vince, you could describe it.
Really good looking.
Yeah. She was in Austin Powers and Lost in Space. And
The Hole.
I hit that shit. Yeah.
What's Dumb that? And Dumber, is that what that said?
Yep.
Dumberer. So, that's sad.
yeah.
Demurest Films, the company that worked on, like, Tusk, and...
Is this still TV news?
Yeah, okay. The Most Wanted Man. They're going into TV. They're going to make TV shows now. And their first one is going to be an adaptation of George Romero's... He did a 15-issue run for Marvel called Empire of the Dead, which is basically zombies and vampires set in New York City that has been quarantined off from the world. So they're going to try to make that a TV series. So.
Escape from New York?
With zombies and vampires.
Huh.
Yeah.
Shark the Pussy.
That's original.
Yeah. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen will not be back for the Full House sequel. Uncle Jesse is heartbroken. He said he is so sad that they're not coming back.
Why? They just get the rest of the cast hooked on fucking coke or whatever.
That was the other
one.
Well,
that was the middle one.
No, she was meth.
She was meth. Oh. No, one of the Olsons killed Heath Ledger.
That show sucked ass anyway. I can't believe they're bringing it back.
Nostalgia.
Everywhere you look.
It's fucking awful.
Hey, everywhere
quit.
You look.
I know. Move along.
You know what I want brought back? Goddamn Perfect Strangers.
Hell yeah.
Balky.
Or Cousin Larry. You are our Cousin Larry, Uncle Pappy. And that's Balky.
What? I speak Jinglish.
Kinda. Last thing for TV news, and this is just a creepy fucking story. TLC has pulled 19 Kids and Counting off the air.
19 Kids and Fucking?
No shit. off the air due to the molestation claims against Josh Duggar. Apparently, he had fondled the breasts and vaginas of multiple young girls, sometimes as they slept around 2002. Some of the claims are that he did this to his sisters. And the parents and some of the police in Arkansas covered it up. And apparently, any reports that were filed in Arkansas, the police destroyed them.
Except for the one I got.
Arkansas.
Where they're all related.
That's
anyway.
All you guys say.
Well, that's... But here's what kills me. Here's... Okay. This came... Thank God that wasn't on video.
Why the fuck do you think they got so many kids?
Well, besides they're Mormon,
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them.
They are. That's why they got like 40 kids.
Jesus Christ.
Like Mormon rabbits.
Like Mormon rabbits. That's an Avengers 2 callback nobody will get unless you've seen it.
Catholics, fuck that. Watch this.
But here's the hypocrisy. You have a molestation claim, show immediately canned, everybody's shitting on them. Lena Dunham admits the molestation.
She's in the Taylor Swift video.
She's in the Taylor Swift new video. Her show's not pulled. Her book's not pulled, nothing.
Well, they're not Jews. They're just Mormons.
Right, so.
Their dad doesn't paint
finger paint. One's conservative, one is uber liberal. No, but socialist. They do finger bang.
Right.
Well, this is gone. Just get away from that.
You forgot some TV news here.
What did I forget?
What happened last week? What was Wednesday? Besides my birthday.
Oh, it was the finale for Letterman.
Your birthday was on Wednesday? Well, happy late birthday.
26.
No, 30.
Shut the fuck up.
31.
But yeah, Wednesday was the final Letterman episode. I watched it, got a little choked up during the montage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You saw Paul Schaefer with hair.
Is that why you cried?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell it was.
But you saw some side boob from Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, they did show that clip. Probably Dave's favorite clip. the final guest was...
No.
Actually, the final guest was the night before, and that was Bill Murray that came out of the cake, and then he got drunk and went on MSNBC and fell out of a chair. He was so drunk.
No shit.
But, you know,
didn't shut the fuck up.
You know, no shit, he did.
He was drunk?
He was soused.
They were passing back a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
On
TV.
Yeah.
You know, with all the Dave Letterman hype, they didn't say... Did they say anything about Warren Zevon?
No.
That was like his best friend.
He was in a lot of the clips.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in a lot of the montage clips.
Who?
Yeah. Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London guy.
Oh. Yeah.
And a bunch of other songs.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Yeah. But yeah, that's over, and I don't think it was an hour after they had finished taping that there were pictures of them throwing the set out in the garbage behind the Ed Sullivan Theater. I'm like, why the fuck did that go to the Smithsonian? You know, Archie Bunker's chair's there, Fonzie's jacket. You'd figure Letterman's, at least the New York set behind him would go, but apparently not. It went in the trash. I'm sure somebody in New York has it now. Kind of like when Kramer took the stuff from the old... what talk show was that?
Phil Donahue?
No.
Regis.
Donahue. It wasn't Regis.
Ricky, like...
Fuck it, somebody knows what I'm talking about, where he took the damn talk show set and he set up a talk show in his own house.
Morton Downey Jr. Morton Downey Jr. Downey. I can't even talk today.
Yep.
Okay.
Movie news.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
First look of Joker from Suicide Squad came out. He has the tattoos, he has the teeth, he has the hair. Looks creepy. Margot Robbie still looks smoking hot as Harley, so I think that's all that matters.
I think it'll be good anyway.
I do too.
Maybe.
Get Claire Danes on there.
Maybe.
She'd be alright.
No, that was a... what was that?
Jared Leto, My So-Called Life.
Yeah.
I miss MTV. I think I've said that twice now.
I miss old MTV.
Yeah. Back when the MV actually meant music videos.
Yeah.
And not more vagina. You're going to get at least two more Mad Max movies. And the scripts have been written to make it a sixth. Because I don't know how to say that word. Six Mad Max movies. But you're going to get at least two more. And they will be prequels. Yeah. So you're going to get the backstory of Charlize Theron's old uber feminist with one arm.
Whatever. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Is it as bad as what they're saying it is?
I've heard good and bad both sides. I've heard it's... Action sequences are fantastic, and they look, you know, from the trailers and stuff,
cool
they look awesome as hell. But the story is so rah-rah feminist.
Oh, God damn it.
I
guess he got the chick from who did the vagina monologues.
Yeah, to help punch up the script for the feminist part. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of soured me on it, but I don't know. I might. If it hits Netflix next year, I might.
I was so happy that they were going to make it, and they just.
Yeah.
Zombievers is on Netflix.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I love that fucking movie. It's so stupid.
Everyone needs to just go fucking buy Gay Niggers from Outer Space and watch it. Okay? It's a beautiful movie.
It's a different movie, yes.
It's.
Speaking of different movies.
Any movie where they kill every woman on the planet,
well,
it's a good movie.
Says the married man. We've talked about Friday the 13th movie, and how it was supposed to be a found footage type of thing. It has come out that it will no longer be a found footage movie. They're going back to a traditional movie, and
is it a woman?
No, it's Jason. It's
Those found footage movies make me dizzy.
Yeah. No shit. And you see fucking snot running out of their nose. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I think the only one, there's a couple I liked. Like Blair Witch, I liked it when it first came out because it was so new.
And then they made Blair Witch 2. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I liked Cloverfield.
Yeah, that was alright.
Which, but that, man, Diary, that was shaky cam. Something terrible.
Diary of the Dead wasn't bad.
Yeah. I mean, it was alright. But a lot of them are just hard to watch.
Like Chronicle. Harry and the Hendersons.
Chronicle was kind of a found footage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Harry and the Hendersons. apparently, we're going to get a Neuromancer movie. This is kind of for me and Vince. The long-delayed movie adaptation of William Gibson's Neuromancer has a second chance now that Chinese media company C2M has stepped up with the money. So now they have the funding that they begged Hollywood for 15 years to try and get. So, what do you think?
Great. As long as they don't put a fucking woman in it, it'll be wonderful.
Wow.
I'm just saying, just stick to the goddamn script. Don't put your politics in it. I'm serious. That is disappointing as shit to me, what they did with Mad Max.
Yeah.
God damn it. And I'm not really... They're saying, well, the misogynists are having a fit. And it's not that. It's just... You've taken away from...
If you're
going
to call it Mad Max, it should be Max.
Yeah.
You could have called it something else and had it... You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shit.
Actor Randy Quaid.
Oh, God.
Is he pussy again?
No, we watched that movie. he has been released on bond after being arrested in Montreal. Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada, they agreed to let him out on $10,000 bond. Apparently, he was supposed to leave the country a while back and come back to the States. He was being... His wife has citizenship in Canada. He was applying to get citizenship because he's afraid to move back to the States because he thinks somebody's trying to kill him. But he's been released. He's apparently been living in Montreal for the last 2 years. And the cops just noticed, that's a weird-looking Santa. Shit, that's Uncle Eddie. Yeah.
And they, Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie. And they arrested him. So, we'll see. I mean, if you just Google Randy Quaid videos, and there you go.
He might be onto something.
You think?
I don't know whether he's that fucking crazy or he might be
sometimes
onto something.
Sometimes crazy people are onto shit. Just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not out to get you.
Right.
I love that shirt. Has eyes in the back of it.
It's true.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Speaking of crazy motherfuckers.
Matthew McConaughey.
I don't want this to happen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. What?
It was rumored that he is on Marvel's short list to play Norman Osborn in the upcoming Spider-Man movie.
All right.
They're already working on ruining Spider-Man for me again.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I
don't fucking do it.
This is the worst fucking show ever.
Why are you doing Norman? Well, I know they're fucking rebooting the whole thing, so you're going to get the first movie again.
What they need to do. Is he's got to have that chest beating thing from Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
That'll make the move.
Yeah. I probably watched that, yeah.
And he says that Spider-Man keeps... I mean, he gets older, but Spider-Man stays the same age.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I want to see both of those things if it happens. Yeah, don't do this.
This is the worst show.
It is. I told you the news this week sucked.
You suck. I'm sorry.
You've never complained so far.
Well,
all right. We're starting to lose control.
Oh, no. That will be upcoming.
Yay!
Whee! Some good news, maybe. The Ninja Turtles 2.
Canceled.
You might be getting Krang.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's going to be good.
A live-action Krang. I mean, granted, the brain would be CG.
Is it going to be a woman?
Probably.
With a brain? Wow. I made him giggle.
Wow.
I like that. That's good.
It's just going to be a big guy with his nutsack hanging out with his mouth on it.
So you might get the... So you might get the Terradome. So,
fuck yeah.
That would be okay.
I doubt it, but...
You're getting a World War Z sequel.
Yeah.
And it is going to come out June 9th, 2017. Same date that Fox has scheduled Fantastic Four 2.
They're already making another one?
They got a placeholder in for...
Skeeter, go away. Stop humping your toy right next to me. He keeps touching me.
No.
Keep it up all the way, Storm.
Relativity Studios is in negotiations with Andrea Riseborough to play the villain Top Dollar in the Crow remake. Now, if you think back, if you remember the original Crow movie, the main bad guy was a guy. Top Dollar was a guy. And now they're going to cast Top Dollar as a woman. I look over to you. And as he grabs his side in agony.
I don't know. We need Islam in this country.
No!
Yeah.
Did you hear the beginning of the show?
What?
We love our freedoms.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like women's freedoms. How's that? Maybe we should go back 100 years.
I don't mind them being free.
Air quotes on the free.
What the hell?
I broke your chair.
Jesus Christ.
Holy
shit.
All I'm saying is I don't like them just like...
Please don't say anything else. I don't want a chair to blow up on me.
They're trying to take over all the... I mean, the feminists, not all women. Trying to take over all men's everything. You know? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, here's the way I look at it. You have, like, we all here love animals, right? I ain't got nothing against animals. But PETA, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing against women. I love women.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the wrong women. But, shut up, boy. See, that's a bad thing about being bald is I can see the fucking gears in your head starting to turn and the horns coming out. But the crazy feminist, you're like fucking PETA. Alright?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, there used to be like men's groups and clubs to, you know, go away from
like the haircut.
Like, I'm leaving you. Fuck, you know, I'm going to be back. But
yeah,
they don't have that anymore.
No.
You can't go anywhere without some chick saying, well, we want to go too. So, I mean, it's just...
Well, we had them, and then they just started the women's auxiliary, and then...
Yeah.
But then they had them in the... I mean, hell, go back to the Flintstones.
Yeah, the Moose.
They had the Water Buffalo Lodge.
And yeah.
That was their... We're going out with the guys, we're going bowling. Stay here, broad, type of thing. So you want to be Fred Flintstone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Like, this hasn't been a terrible news thing anyway. Sad news. And this happened apparently last... I don't know exactly what day.
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
John Nash, mathematician who was the guy that A Beautiful Mind was based on. It was his life story. Killed on Saturday in a car crash. This would have been last night. He was 86. According to police, Nash and his wife were traveling in a taxi on New Jersey Turnpike when the crash...
Going 55 miles an hour. If this train was going 56...
The driver of their vehicle lost control of the taxi and he was attempting to pass another car. The cab hit a guardrail and the couple was ejected from the car.
Sorry, I thought you were going to turn into a story problem.
No.
He is a mathematician.
Yeah. And I really like that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I like The Beautiful Mind.
Jennifer Connelly in it?
Yeah. Well, it's by that IMDb pulled up.
Just pull up the hole and see if she was out.
And survey says Jennifer Connelly.
Easy, big fella.
No, watch
Requiem for a
Dream.
Yep,
Requiem. There you go.
Ass to ass.
Double ended. That's all we'll say about it. We have Star Trek news, but I don't know if it's good Star Trek news. Simon Pegg has revealed that Paramount is trying to make the next Star Trek movie a little bit less faithful to the source material.
Fuck Simon Pegg.
In order to attract a wider audience, they want to make it less Star Trek-y.
Of course they are. They're going to have fucking black guys with buckets of chicken and gats.
Klingons?
Yes. It's about Klingon. What's up?
Wow. He suggests that the way to overcome this problem would be to take Star Trek characters and use them to tell a different type of story in the Star Trek universe, like a Western, a thriller, or a heist movie. Oh, you fuck. Just stop. God, this is a bad week for Simon Pegg.
Look at his wrinkly head.
I know. It's
looks like a puggle.
I wasn't going to drink today.
Liar.
I'm going to fucking drink myself into a goddamn
coma. Well, he also came out earlier in the week and said that sci-fi movies, which he's basically made his money on, have infantilized, I can't even say that word, I don't care today, the viewing public. He's made them, he said, we're essentially all consuming very childish things. It's kind of a dumbing down in a way. I'm quoting here.
Because, as he sits in his fucking mansion.
Yeah, because it's taking our focus away from real-world issues. Films used to be about challenging emotional journeys or moral questions that might make you walk away and reevaluate how you felt. Now we're walking out of the cinema really not thinking about anything other than the fact that Hulk just had a fight with a robot. Because you're in a fucking sci-fi movie, you fucktard! You look Amish as fuck.
Give me back my hat.
Hang it off.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
This is another bite the hand that feeds you fucker. You know, this is what, Hugo Weaving coming out and saying, I hate sci-fi movies. Motherfucker made Matrix and Lord of the Rings. And,
What's that?
And he was the Red Skull. I mean,
the old bastard that cashed the check and said he didn't.
Fucking Jim Carrey. Yeah. This is the same fucking deal.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't want him a part of Star Trek now.
I don't want to watch anything anymore. There's nothing good anywhere. There's nothing good. I don't know.
The best things to come out are the shit that the fans themselves are making.
Yeah.
At least with digital filmmaking now, fans can do a lot of shit. Some of the fan-made stuff looks fantastic. Some of it looks like fan-made stuff. But some of it looks really good.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff.
It's because the fans stick to the fucking story and they don't put their politics and their views and.
Well, we want to make it for a wider audience. No, fuck it, it's Star Trek. That's the hook.
Yeah, I don't want to upset these people. I don't want to upset these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. If it attracted a bunch of white people, awesome. If they remake fucking Soul Train. Do you see them making it for a broader audience?
It's not going to be on CBS. It would be on Bounce.
Yeah, and they're not going to put fucking Mel Torme or anybody on there.
Yeah. Mel Torme. The Velvet Fog.
Yeah, you know, like that.
I had Night Court flashbacks. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Just
because you're trying to get the fucking ghetto motherfuckers to watch it. God damn. It's not all about money.
No, and you're... To your point, when the fans are the driving force behind the story or getting something, it's like with wrestling. You get into, okay, well, we have to have this type of character and this type of character, and super white guy can never lose. And you know,
but, oh, it's a Rocky movie.
It's a Rocky movie, yeah. But, I mean...
Michelle Rodriguez was spot on when she said they need to quit remaking shit like from a book. And if it's a white character,
yeah,
that don't put a fucking black character in there.
Yeah, they did. God, did they jump her shit? But she was dead wrong.
She was dead on.
Yeah.
Raven Simone, when she said she's not African American, she's American.
Yeah.
Clam Jocelyn American.
That's fine.
Oprah lost her shit. I loved it. Oprah was like,
uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah. Had that weird St. Bernard confused look on her face. It was fantastic.
Bring her to the show.
You know what, Raven Simone?
We'll fucking drink beer and fucking.
Talk about how you both hate women.
Hell yeah!
Well, she loves women.
Bitches be tripping.
Same way you love women. Yeah. Finally, a good story. You're getting Wolf Cop 2 later this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now for the
You ended it on a shitty.
Yes, I did, because this was sent to me an hour ago. No, a little less than an hour ago.
Moments ago. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Dun 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 dun.
Jaden Smith has been cast to play Static Shock. In the upcoming live-action digital movie.
He's going, whip his her. Whip his her.
Why?
He's lost all hope.
Yes. Abandon all hope, ye who enter.
I don't even have the power to argue or say nigger. I just can't.
And yet he did.
What about
but
Nuke?
Not referencing it toward anyone.
What about Nuke?
I feel so beat down. This is awful.
This has been a terrible news week. Let's just keep moving.
You're getting your shit taken over.
Comic book news. Invader Zim number 1 will arrive July 1st.
Fucking A.
So that's good. Marvel is doing some weird shit. Like, putting books on that are done. They're not releasing them. They're holding. Like, Uncanny X-Men 600, the final issue by Brian Michael Bendis, was supposed to come out this month. No longer the case. It will not be shipped until the 7th of October. No word from Marvel as to why. They're also doing this for the Hawkeye 22, which was supposed to ship from August of last year. Now they're saying it might hit in July. No word as to why this is happening, because Matt Fraction keeps getting asked, what the fuck about Hawkeye? And they're like, I turned it in last year. It's up to Marvel. So, but the only other thing from Marvel and the last thing for comic book news is...
No reason, big fella.
Oof.
Marvel is teasing an all-new Marvel following the events of Secret Wars, once that wraps up here very soon.
Yeah.
The next couple of weeks. The new slate of books from the reboot will jump ahead in time 8 months. So everything will be 8 months after the ending of Secret Wars.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of references to Secret Wars, and it'll be like, yeah, you should have read this.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All right. I've caught a couple issues, you know, with Doom being the head guy. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. They need to pick their shit up, especially if they're delaying books. And
no, I've been more into Image books here lately.
Yeah.
I mean, Chew and...
Because Image is clearly the better company. I'm just saying.
The stories are better.
Yes.
Big Man Plans comes out. That's Image, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's IDW.
It might. It's either Image or IDW.
I can't remember. I haven't picked up the third one yet.
I haven't found it. Everything I found is still issue 2.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That creepy?
Yeah. They have 2 different covers for issue 2 now, because I think it went into reprints. Yeah. But, the only reason I knew that's because I flipped to the back. I'm like, hey, he's on fire. Oh, shit. That's still issue 2.
Yeah, motherfucker was... Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great book. Pick that up, Big Man.
God damn.
I continue to read Chew. I've been reading the Wicked and Divine.
Yeah.
Divine. And then... I've been reading... I'm going to start reading Why the Last Man.
It's that's very good. That's Brian K. That's Brian Vaughn, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a Vertigo.
Yeah.
Vertigo.
That's that series is done, I do believe.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
all
it's
the
over.
Trades. But
they have it at the outlet mall. They have a
do they?
Like the whole thing.
Ooh.
There's an outlet mall.
Edinburgh.
Oh.
Yeah.
They have a couple comics.
I ain't driving to there. Fucking Edinburgh.
We'll just go into wrestling news. It's been a
Dollar Comics
news. Big wrestling news this week. Dave Meltzer reported that Destination America has canceled TNA as of September. But now TNA has come out and said that reports of Destination America dropping them are defamatory and detrimental to TNA's business, adding that the company will be seeking legal action. Apparently we'll know more. Their next round of TV tapings is later next month, so we'll know if they're going to get dropped or not renewed or whatever. Speaking of more shit against TNA, Eric Bischoff, Jason Hervey, and Garrett Bischoff have filed breach of contract lawsuit against TNA for unpaid money in the amount of $114,500.
Whew.
Yeah.
Back child support.
Yeah, basically. Stone Cold's going to start doing podcasts tied in with WWE. He did one with Vince. He did one with Triple H. That they show him
he
after.
He did not.
They're showing him after Raw sometimes. That next one will be on the 1st with Paul Heyman. But the one I'm looking forward to is The Undertaker. Who you very ever rarely get to see out of character. I mean, he does some stuff like behind the scenes DVD stuff,
yeah.
But never like a sit down interview. So I'm kind of interested in that one, because him and Undertaker go back 25 years, so that'll be interesting. Former NWA heavyweight champion and Ring of Honor booker Adam Pearce has officially signed with WWE. He is joining under the role of full-time coach and producer. They also announced that Matt Bloom, Prince Albert, or Tensai.
Prince Albert?
Yeah. He's
that was painful.
Yeah, that was the whole gimmick because he was a piercer.
Oh.
Yeah. He has officially been named head trainer at the Performance Center, which is really good because aside from the stupid gimmick, aside from the terrible gimmicks they gave him, he went to Japan and became a giant star. I mean, it's rare for an American to go to Japan and become...
Yeah, but when you say Prince Albert became the head
trainer... Yeah, I know. I was just trying to...
Okay. It's a penis joke.
Tallywhacker. They also announced... Well, since they had a lot of issues down there with the last trainer being... an asshole and...
You can't pierce an asshole.
Racist. Oh, you can. And physically violent and... Pierce your hemorrhoids. All this stuff. And so they fired his ass, or he stepped down. We had that story. So they moved Albert's up. So it's going to be Albert, Adam Pearce, Billy Gunn, or the head trainers, along with William Regal, Norman Smiley, a few others. And they also announced that Sarah Del Rey has been named assistant head trainer. So she's the one... She's probably the best women's wrestler in the world, and they just hired her to be a trainer. And you can definitely tell with the quality that the NXT girls have wrestled, because they had their special on Wednesday. Women's match was probably a match of the year. So, last thing for wrestling, Chael Sonnen came out on his podcast and said that Global Force is going to have Jim Ross as their play-by-play guy when they do their TV tapings in Las Vegas. He also had Jeff Jarrett on the show, who's the owner of the company, and Jeff said he can neither confirm nor deny. So, WWE screwed the pooch when they fired JR, so JR is going to go work for Jeff Jarrett. So, that's it for wrestling. Video games, I have two things. October of this year, we're getting WWE 2K16, and it will apparently be centered around Stone Cold Steve Austin. Jerry Lawler said that him and Jim Ross have already been recording vocals for it. So,
but if they fired JR, how's he?
He can come back and... Well, he's not working for WWE. He's working for 2K. He's working for the video game company. Like, some of the guys that work for TNA Wrestling will come in and do the motion capture work for the WWE video games. Hmm. So, it's like an independent contractor type of... Last thing I have for video games is Rockstar. Well, actually, its parent company, Take-Two, has filed a lawsuit against the BBC about this trademark infringement in relation to the upcoming drama Game Changer. A 90-minute feature will focus on the real-life conflict between Rockstar president Sam Houser and the U.S. lawyer and outspoken critic Jack Thompson. Daniel Radcliffe and Bill Paxton are playing the role. So Take-Two came out and said, no, you ain't going to use our fucking name in this thing. Even though it's based on our story. So, that's all I got for video games. Vince, you have anything?
Hatred.
No, not yet.
1 week.
1 week. June 1st. Anarchy Arcade is out on Steam, free. You got to install Flash to get it to run. It's like it's a 3D... How can I put this? You can put your own pictures and shit on the walls, and if you've got movies on your hard drive, you can play movies, and it's like a multiplayer experience where you can go into other people's houses, so to speak, and watch the movies that they have. Yeah, it's a virtual reality thing. It's weird.
That could be really creepy.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Vince,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm kind of worried about it.
I am too. I see where that would be. That,
yeah.
It could be used for very bad purposes.
Very bad. I was like, I don't know. The pre-order for Shadowrun Hong Kong is out. It's $19.99 until tomorrow, I think. Then it goes back up to $29. I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah. You've been talking about it.
Shadowrun's pretty good.
Yeah.
The new one's good. And last but not least, Hatred comes out on the 1st.
1 week. Which means you're going to come here next week, do the show, and then immediately run home and start playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it should be good. I wouldn't buy it on Steam. I'd get it on Desura or some other website for the DRM-free shit. Yeah. So.
That it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Sports.
Sports. Today is the greatest obstacle in racing.
Yep.
It's underway right now. You got a live race cast?
No, but I can pull it up.
Work on that. let's see here. Hockey news.
That fucking game.
The Hawks are tied with the Ducks 2-2. They go back to Anaheim, Los Angeles, whatever the fuck it is now. The Rangers and whoever they're playing, I don't know what they're at, but the Rangers are going to win that.
The race is on lap 8. We are under yellow.
Who hit the wall? Who flipped over? Who's dead?
Don't know. Sage Karam apparently made contact, and Connor Daly is out due to mechanical issues.
Isn't that the young kid from Carmel?
Yeah.
Carmel.
No, it's Carmel. You're in Indiana.
You're not watching it?
No, we're blacked out.
You can't watch it until like 8 o'clock tonight.
You can watch on the internet, you can.
Well, I got the live scoring pulled up because I don't want the audio to fuck up.
We're nuked out.
Are you? Go through the VPN.
Baseball news.
Ooh.
Baseball's still going on. We're not even halfway through the season yet. Basketball is going on still.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to win a title. It'll be LeBron against Golden State, I think.
Golden State's going to win.
Yeah.
Golden Shower?
Yes.
Cool. And of course, my favorite game to play while watching an NBA game is Find the White Guy. Which is, of course, if there's one, he's either the coach or it's the guy sitting on the end of the bench.
Or the fan holding the beer.
And that's Vlade Divac.
I actually have soccer news.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The Olympic Committee has come out and said they do not feel soccer is a real sport, is now out of the Olympics.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know.
I did read something about
that. That is not true.
I did read something about the Olympics. Somebody, wherever they're having the Olympics next, they were building something and like 900 people have died already.
Oh, I think it's in Brazil.
Rio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Rio.
Well, when you go to a third world country.
Yeah.
If you want an Olympics, expect to
look how
break
bad
a few eggs.
Russia fucked it up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, where they had bears walking down the fucking hallways of the athletes' village. Yeah.
It's fucking Russia.
Yeah, I know. It was a communist bear.
I'm surprised Putin wasn't riding the sumbitch.
He was. He was in the bathroom and the bear wandered off. For the people that don't understand how big the 500 is here,
will you
pull up the picture?
The track.
The track for the 500. It's 2.5 miles around.
But the park is humongous.
Yes, there is a full-size PGA golf course in the infield.
Well, half is
over. Right, half, yeah. And there's the great picture that Timmy's trying to pull up here. All of the things he's going to list fit inside at the same time.
With room to spare.
With room to spare. That all fit inside Motor Speedway. Go ahead.
Churchill Downs. The Taj Mahal. The Rose Bowl Stadium. The Roman Coliseum, the White House, Liberty Island, where the Statue of Liberty is, Yankee Stadium, and Vatican City.
All fit inside the Motor Speedway infield. That's a big fucking place. That's why there's 500,000 people there right now.
Yeah.
But you see, they never release figures. Ben, you know why they don't ever release figures?
Because they never hit it.
Because they never know how many people actually come in. Because when you come in the infield...
Mm-hmm. You
can have a car full of people and they don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's true. So that it for sports?
No, soccer really is not a sport.
Mm, and, yeah, we know.
I'm just, did the London guy ever say anything?
No, we haven't heard.
So he agrees. No response is a vote for yes. That soccer does suck. You hate soccer. The only football you like is when the Jaguars come over and play in,
play in London.
Play in your little...
We are 4 months away from today is opening day for regular season of the NFL. So
the only time that stadium gets used over there is when American football comes over.
Oh, did you see the Ray Rice thing?
No.
Speaking of NFL, his record is now expunged of the domestic violence charge against him. Because he did some counseling.
It's because they were married, it was okay.
Well, they got married after the fact. After he beat the shit out of her, and he did some court-mandated counseling thing, and they expunged his record. So, according to the courts, not the video, but the court, he never beat the shit out of his old lady. So.
Apparently, if you have money in this country, and you're famous or on TV, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want.
Unless you play soccer.
Whatever happened to the guy from that the reality show where they make guns, Sons of Guns.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Because he was diddling.
Whatever happened to that soccer chick who knocked around her fucking sister or whatever?
I haven't heard any more about that one either. So apparently, money and fame.
You know why? Because soccer's not a real sport. Nobody's going to report on it.
I hate you. Music news. I have one thing, and then I'll throw it to Timmy. Apparently, you know when Baltimore started burning a couple weeks ago? Because, you know...
Baltimore.
Defendants.
Maryland?
Yes. Bodymore Murderland.
Oh.
Apparently, it came out that Jay-Z and Beyonce paid tens of thousands of dollars to bail people out after they were arrested during the riots.
Well, fuck that.
To get them back out on the street?
Yep.
So they can set more stuff on fire.
Yeah. So...
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Yeah. So.
Niggers.
Nukes.
Hey, you found the strength.
I did.
Yeah, I.
That's bullshit.
The person that His reported hate is rising. It. The person that put out a Fuck tweet him. About it apparently is real good friends with them, and she was trying to show support. You know, like rally the troops around Jay-Z and Beyonce, and apparently she got a message saying, "Hey, shut the fuck up. Nobody was supposed to know this." So
that, because they know they were fucked up by doing it.
Yeah, and the tweet was immediately deleted, but not before people screen grabbed it and busted them. So,
couple
yeah.
niggers fucking bailing out more niggers. Imagine that.
They had a portable
God damn it. Burn it down the whole fucking city yeah. and they just...
They hate
let's just let it go! What? It's fuck... God damn it!
Wow.
I just... I don't understand.
Your arms just had a fit. It's like...
I don't get it.
Uncle Pappy.
Uncle Pappy.
I'm twitching. My fucking eyes gotta start twitching. Like Mark, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Well, that's it for music news. I got
My
you.
God.
You got anything more racist?
Queensland Police Service warned residents of crimes against music before a Nickelback performance.
Warning. Nickelback will be playing. Please stay indoors soundproof your rooms.
They tweeted a picture of the four guys or whatever. It was a cartoon of the four guys and it said, warning, crimes against music. These four guys, you know,
good on you, Australia.
They're not even that bad.
They're not bad. I mean, some of their songs are okay.
They're not awful. I mean, I can name, there's a bunch of bands worse than they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Starland.
Vocal
something.
Band?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Was that Moonshit?
I'm old. Certain people will get that.
Afternoon Delight.
Yep. Continue.
Go ahead.
The only other thing I have is, I forgot to report on it last week. Lamb of God is putting out a new album in July. You can pre-order it now at lambofgodvii.com.
Yep.
And there's another name that goes with the Lamb of God VII, but I can't pronounce it.
I didn't know the new song that Ray released was written about when he was in jail overseas.
Yeah. He wrote a book or a memoir or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
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 So pick that up. That's good stuff.
Yeah. You can pre-order and you can listen to the new song on the lambofgod.com.
We are up to lap 16. Scott Dixon in the lead. Tony Kanaan running second. Simon Pagenaud third.
Willpower fourth.
He's actually my pick to win. Yeah.
Willpower?
Yeah.
Well, the name like that.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as Max Power.
That's true. Funny.
The guy who has no willpower picks
Willpower. Willpower.
Let me see. Let me find your woman driver, Timmy. Let's see how she's doing.
Lynn St. James?
No. Oh, Indiana people will get that joke. She's running 28th. Pippa's running 30th. So.
Who?
Timmy likes Simona DiSilvestro.
Simona DiSilvestro.
She cute?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Fuck yes, she is.
She just okay, no. She's 27th.
Moving up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see what she looks like.
Yeah, I'll pull a picture up.
Yeah, you go. Your song of the week this week. Thank God, what a week. We need a laugh. So, ladies and gentlemen, from Da Vinci's Notebook.
Yes!
Here is Enormous Penis. Here you go.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line, if you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way. My troubles start a-melting away.
I take a look at my enormous penis,
and the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day.
I take a look at my enormous penis,
and everything is going my way.
My cows are monsters.
Everything is going way.
My meat is harder.
Everything is going my way.
Size doesn't matter.
Everything is going my way. Yum.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. And talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network. Available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday live 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back. We have one Revive reboot canceled this week, and it's a wrestling one, so I guess it's mine. The NWA, the old NWA, which was the governing body back in the territory days, and you had one world champion that went around all the territories to defend.
With Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, and Eazy-E pre-AIDS. WCW or ECW? Which do you revive, reboot, and cancel?
Bring back ECW.
Okay.
Revive WCW.
Okay, and cancel NWA? Yeah, I could see that. I would do... Yeah, I would probably do the same. I would make ECW not do as much hardcore, blood and gutsy type of stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's what made it.
Well, yeah.
That was their niche.
Yeah, that was their definite niche audience. I would bring back WCW, but I would make it to where it would have to be a viable competition. So you would have to have somebody with money. So I would have Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire and a wrestling fan. He would be the money behind it, and he knows how to put stuff online, how to produce. So he would be my new Ted Turner to actually make competition and bring back WCW. So there's that. We have a few internet questions this week. With records becoming popular again, meaning the vinyl, bless you.
Thanks, okay. Dick.
What other vintage media formats would you like to see get a new renaissance?
Beta.
Betamax was good quality.
Yeah, it was.
I would like to see cartridge games.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of this bullshit CD shit. Too easy to scratch them.
Yeah.
Loading.
Yeah. Yeah. You never had a... When playing Super Mario World, you never had a loading, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, what, 2 seconds? Ding, ding, and you're gone.
Well,
they were going to do that at one point in time, but it was going to cost too much money to do. But now, with the way flash memory is, I don't know why they couldn't. Hell, yeah. I've got a Raspberry Pi, and it's smaller than my phone. And it's a computer.
Yeah.
$35.
I got a blueberry pie, and it was delicious.
You can eat it. Yes, the blueberry pie.
I like pumpkin pie.
But, I like hair pie.
Yeah, I would say cartridge games would something I'd like to be see brought back. Who would you like to see win the 500? Person wants Elio to win his fourth. I don't like Elio.
Who is this?
Roboto. My pick is Will Power and Graham Rahal. That's my pick.
I'd have to say Ryan Hunter Ray, go back to back.
Yeah. Your running order as of right now. Lap 40, Juan Pablo Montoya is in the lead. Running second, Simona DiSilvestro.
Must be pit.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking is we just did green flag pit stops.
I'd like to see Tony Kanaan win, too.
Yeah.
He's a local fan favorite.
Yeah.
He's won once.
Yeah. And his nose sticks out on the board
corner. It's another handle. Put another one on the other side.
Yeah. Nintendo's getting a traction Universal, like we said last week. Simpsons has one. What other shows would you like to see get a similar treatment? They say a South Park one would be cool.
So what are we talking about?
Universal Studios.
Like, you have Simpsons World.
Oh.
You have Nintendo Land's coming. What other shows would...
Married with Children.
I could see that.
Fantasy Island. But for
midgets.
Adults.
For adults. It's Fire Island.
Futurama.
Futurama.
Oh, well,
that would
be good. Dinosaurs.
Not the mama. Yeah.
Friends.
No.
MASH.
Queer.
Let's see what else.
The only way we do a Glee. Friend, the only way we do Friends is if it's like really cold and Jennifer Aniston's there.
Yeah.
We could do Glee.
No, we can't.
I'm surprised you didn't say Pokemon. I figure that's...
There's already Pokemon in Japan. They have their own theme park.
That's not here.
No. I can see like maybe Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. I don't think it's big enough yet.
No. South Park would be... if you're doing like one special thing, for you could do like the Bob Burger shop. You could do like the school from Clone High. You could do...
Well, if you did the South Park thing, you know, to get people to throw trash away.
Yeah.
Trash cans could be Kenny. And every time you put something in there, it says, "You bastard, you killed Kenny."
There you go.
And people would always throw their shit away.
My God, you're a savant. Idiot, but a savant. Yeah.
So is that a avant?
Yeah. You touched on a little, what kind of attractions would you want in Nintendo Park?
Every time games. You walk into the pisser, you're walking into one of them green tubes that makes the noise.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Or the trash cans could be the green tubes. You throw stuff in there, it makes that noise.
The ATMs, you gotta jump up to hit them, and your money comes shooting out the top.
You know what I would like to see a Nintendo thing? It would be like an Oculus of Star Fox.
That'd be awesome.
Where you're flying around.
That was a hard fucking game.
Fuck yeah, it was. Or Pilot Wings.
That was a cool game.
Where you're actually, you feel like you're doing the parachute thing, or that would be cool. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, because they got a ride at Disney Universal where you're actually feels like you're parasailing and shit.
Yeah, so that would be cool. I could see that. That's it for our internet questions this week.
Y'all suck. We need more.
I put out the thing like 3 or 4 times, but we only had a few. So, well, you know, I blame it on the holiday.
They're not man enough to send us questions.
Challenging our listeners?
I am.
Both of them?
Yeah. Step it up.
All right, you heard him.
Can't believe nobody said, who's going to win the Coke 600? Do you think anybody's going to run the double again? Do you think anybody can do the double?
No, nobody's going to run the double.
Not this year.
Jimmy Johnson will win the Coke 600 because I hate him.
No, he won't.
What was your other question?
Can the double be done?
Yes.
Will you win both?
No.
I can't
remember. I'd like to pull a double.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say with who.
It involves a meat table.
Probably take about $1 million.
Probably take two girls. like me. I know it's 50,000 a night for one, but we ain't going to talk about that. So let's go into our top 10 list.
Yeah, but you could probably get a Mustang.
Yeah, later. Probably can. Our top 10 list this week, movies that should need to be remade.
Yep.
Since everything's getting rebooted and remade, and these are our top 10 that we think or we would like to see redone. Tammy, what's your number 10?
Tequila Sunrise.
Okay. Hey, I did it. Nope.
Hey.
There's a cricket in the computer. So.
Is it really?
No. It just makes a weird sound.
Oh.
You're our IT guy.
Yeah, I was going to fucking scream at you if there was a goddamn cricket in your computer.
It's a noisy cricket.
Yeah. So yours was Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise.
All right. Mr. Short, your number 10, please.
Doom.
Ah. I did see, speaking of video game news, that we were going to have a new announcement for Doom. They've redone Doom. So.
The game?
Yeah, the game. But oh, cool. You want the movie redone, and I can see why that movie was fucking terrible. Awful. Yeah.
Going along with fucking awful movies that need to be maybe saved, Twilight. That was Tracy's idea.
I won't hold that against you.
Yeah, you notice how I said that was Tracy's
idea?
Yeah,
you said that very fast, yeah. My number 10, Freaks.
Fucking A.
The classic, goddamn, it was what, black and white?
Yeah.
So.
Banned for years.
Yeah, banned for years. Redo Freaks. There's some freaking motherfuckers out here now, dude. Yeah. Bath salts and meth heads.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Sphere.
Yes. I like that movie, but I could see it being redone. Good call.
Yeah. Flight of the Navigator.
I love that fucking movie.
You were so close. That was an honorable mention. Yeah.
You fucker.
We need to delete his list.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
What's your number 9 there, sir?
Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
It needs redone. It needs updated.
Redid.
Yeah. My number 9, Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah.
As I get flipped off by Vince. It's an audio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Keanu. Fuck you. How about that?
That works. Keanu Reeves and Ice-T. So.
And the hot
ice
chick.
Cube?
Yeah. Huh?
Is it Ice Cube?
No, it's Ice-T.
It was a drink.
Yeah, I know. What's your number 8?
Number 8, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, terribly.
I like the movie. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it needs redone.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. It should have been better. You're number 8, Mr. Short.
Critters.
Yes. I think we can just start listing 80s horror movies. And
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Vince?
Catwoman.
The Halle Berry abortion? Yeah.
That's on mine.
Fuck. I wouldn't even call that a comic book movie. That was how can we get Halle Berry in something skimpy?
Yeah. That's, put in another Bond movie.
Yeah. My number 8, Street Fighter.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
Not on my list.
What the hell is wrong with you? Contact. Okay. I thought you were just raising eyebrows and blinking at everybody there for a second. Contact flowing around. But yeah, Street Fighter is mine. Number 7.
Dune.
Yeah. Fucker. Yeah, it's higher up on mine.
They should do it the, what's that guy's name? Tarkowski or Tartakovsky?
Jabroni?
Gendy Tartakovsky?
No, it was the motherfucker! I can't think of the guy's name. He was gonna do it originally, and
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
That
fucker. I'll never watch another movie that fucker's in.
Liar.
No, I boycotted his ass.
What about High Spirits?
No. I won't do it.
I call bullshit.
Darkman.
No, I've even boycotted Darkman.
You're a fucker.
And he's a fucker for making his money off gun movies and then saying, you people have a gun problem. Fuck you. Give back your money you made on the movies, then, fucker.
Your wife had a tree problem.
Oof. She was just doing her best Sonny Bono impersonation. End
of. Scene.
End scene. Where the fuck are we? 7. 7. Short.
Dreamcatcher.
Yeah. That was a miniseries?
No, they made a movie of it.
Was it just a movie?
Wasn't it a Shyamalama Ding Dong movie?
No.
No.
Oh. No. It seemed like one.
It seemed like, yeah.
No, what's his name was in it? Brody? Jason Lee?
Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Number 7, Vince.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
With no black people.
There's white people in the West.
Kevin Kline plays everybody, including the fish named Wanda.
That, I would go for that.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Wow, dude. That Diet Coke is going to work on you.
Fucking man.
My number 7, Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah.
You can tie it into overpopulation and all these other weird government conspiracies.
Soylent Green is people.
Exactly. Number 6,
Flash Gordon.
We're getting a sequel, but I would like to see.
Are they going to keep the soundtrack?
I hope. They have to. That might be the greatest soundtrack to a movie of all time.
They gotta keep it. Yeah. They gotta keep it.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Death March or the Imperial March of Star Wars.
Or like Rocky.
Rocky.
You gotta keep that fucking soundtrack.
Yeah, I think I agree. Number 6, Mr. Short.
Universal Soldier.
Yeah.
You could bring Dolph back.
Yeah. Van Damme.
Call Dave.
Yeah. What's your number 6?
The Killing Streets.
Okay.
78? Yeah, it was in the 70s.
Yeah, late 70s. Yeah.
89.
It's not your era, it's our era.
There was no good movies made in 89.
Time Cop.
No, I'm going to look it up now. My number 6, since video gaming is so big right now, The Wizard.
Oh, yeah.
With Fred Savage.
I think somebody just got in your truck.
No. It was definitely not loud enough.
Yeah, this truck's a lot louder. It's angry because it got hit by a combo.
That's right.
Oh, no, there were no good movies in 89.
Yeah, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the Future 2.
Christmas Vacation.
Glory.
All right. Last Crusade. Dead Poets. Yeah. Born on the 4th of July.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Lethal Weapon 2. Star Trek 5. Oh. Okay, maybe not.
Say Anything was 89?
Yep.
When Harry Met Sally. Okay, maybe I was wrong.
So maybe 89 was the greatest movie.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Major League.
Uncle Buck.
Maybe I was a lot wrong.
Tango and Cash. All Dogs Go to Heaven 2. Or no, 1, sorry.
I thought Say Anything was like 86.
No.
That was earlier. Pet Cemetery.
Kickboxer.
Pet Cemetery 89?
I thought it was. I think 89 was the greatest year for movies ever.
Yeah, holy shit.
Cyborg. Burbs.
Drugstore Cowboy. Holy shit.
Turner and Hooch.
Black Rain. Bill and Ted.
Punisher.
Fucking Punisher.
Prancer. Roger and. Fuck Michael Moore. Yeah, 89 was the greatest year for movies ever in the history of everything. Jesus Christ.
I was totally wrong.
Yeah. We're up to you for 5, Timmy.
It sucked.
Universal Soldier.
Universal Soldier, okay.
Oh, 5. Cyborg.
Yeah.
Made in
89.
The Philadelphia Experiment.
Yeah.
With Michael Paré.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan the Cruisers. That's... You knew I was going to say
that one.
No, that's Godfather level. You can't touch Eddie and the Cruisers, goddammit. Eddie lives. I'm not going to sing the song, but yeah,
I'm thinking it right
I
now.
No, I am too. All right. That was your what, number 5?
Yeah.
My number 5 is Tank Girl.
Taint?
Tank. Tank. We're up to Tank. Tank Girl is up to like number 34.
We went to see that Lowe's Theater. Cherry Tree.
Yeah.
And there was like, it was just us four and like old people in the front.
Who had no idea.
No one else was in the fucking theater. It was not
bad. I watched it
not too long ago. Yeah. It's not bad.
Lori Petty.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And Ice-T. Mm. Number 4, Timmy.
So you wanted to remake the video game movie?
Yes.
So Weird Science.
It wasn't a video game.
No, yeah. But I'm just saying, it's a good movie, but let's remake it with hotter women.
Dude, well, back in the day, there was nobody hotter than...
But now, look...
Didn't we do a casting?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and my woman had no body.
Yep, because we just cast body parts.
She is fucking...
I can't believe we all unanimously picked his vagina.
Tracy's vagina?
No, you.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah. Fucking what's his name?
Man.
Ruined that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Mike Tyson?
No.
No. Fucking
Ike Turner?
No, the guy from You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, until you fucking said it, I had his name.
Terry Crews.
No. Heinz ketchup.
Yeah. Now we're just naming shit.
Lemon scented.
New car smell. What's your number 4, Mr. Short?
Waterworld.
Yes.
No God. Shit.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It wasn't awful. Bad, but they wasted a ton of money on it.
You know what's really good? The fucking Mailman. Have you ever seen that?
Postman?
Yeah. The Postman, yes.
Yeah.
God, that was a great movie. And everybody's like, this movie is awful.
Well, because it came out after Waterworld.
Yeah.
And everybody was shitting on Kevin Costner then.
Like, this is a fucking great movie.
Everybody that, like, if I say anything about Waterworld, they're like, he drank his own pee.
So did Bear Grylls, and that motherfucker's famous for
it. So does everybody now, though, and they don't realize it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're number 4.
It's delicious.
Number 4, Johnny Mnemonic.
Yep. My number 4, please don't hit me, Buckaroo Banzai.
Fucking A! Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
I do too, but it needs updated.
Fucking John Lithgow.
Yep.
God damn.
Number 3.
Time Cop.
Yeah, I can see Time Cop being redone.
There's a lot of Van Damme movies on our list.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no Steven Seagal's.
That's who it is, Steven Seagal.
Oh yeah, it was Kelly LeBrock and Steven Seagal. God damn it. That's a callback, motherfuckers.
Hey, Universal Soldier. That's...
No, Seagal. Not Steven Seagal.
No, that was
Van Damme.
Oh, shit.
Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, and the third one had, like, Goldberg in it.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Goldberg? Yeah. Fucking Goldberg.
Was the biggest Jew you've ever seen.
Gilbert not available?
Yeah, Gilbert was not available. Where are we up to? Number
two? Number three, Catwoman.
All right, yeah, number three. Catwoman, yeah, the Halle Berry abortion. Vince?
Did you say abortion?
You three.
Yes. No, you're three.
You three.
Am I?
Yep. Yep.
Free Jack.
Ah, yes, with Mick Jagger just looking sour at the camera the whole fucking movie.
Fuck yeah.
My number three, Remo Williams.
I love Remo Williams.
I do too. Fred Ward. But
and that crazy little Jew dressed up like a fucking Chinese guy.
Yeah. It needs remade.
Joel Grey.
I thought he was going to go, you fucker, and try to hit me. So, number two, Timmy.
Number two, my stepmother is an alien.
Yeah. That was Dan Aykroyd, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kim Basinger.
Back Kim in the Basinger. Back in the day, man. Damn.
Until Baldwin fucked it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's nothing to say. Fuck Alec Baldwin.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
My number two, Streets of Fire. Michael Paré, Diane Lane.
Yeah. A lot of Michael Paré movies there on your list.
Yeah.
You trying to tell me something?
He's awesome.
Is your number one Eddie and the Cruisers?
No, it is not.
All right. My number two, and it's over there on VHS. It's right on there on top. The Last Starfighter.
Almost made my list.
Yeah.
That would be a good remake.
Yeah, it would. Especially with Gamer Bang being big now. I mean, that's the whole plot of the movie. The alien comes to get Gamer to help him.
Yeah.
Can't believe you got so many VHS tapes.
Singles. I got singles on VHS,
that
too.
Galaxy Quest there isn't the actual movie. It's a screener copy. So. What's your number one?
Number one, My Cousin Vinny.
No, you're going to remake it,
mm-hmm.
but you have to bring back Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Marissa Tomei.
And Ralph Macchio.
Maybe.
Oh. Daniel San has to do something. Except waxing the cars.
Okay. Waxing off.
Well, yeah. When he's in jail, he can whack on. Whack on.
Yeah, there you go. What's your number one, Mr. Short?
Masters of the Universe.
Yep. Should be happening... God. Fucking hopefully soon. They keep dragging their feet on it.
Call Dave.
Yeah. We cast him in a lot of stuff.
He looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that's true.
He does.
Number one, Vince.
Cannonball Run.
I love those movies.
Oh, Burt Reynolds. And Dom DeLuise and Hot Sally Field.
No, that was
Smoking.
That was Smoking Bandit, sorry.
Dom DeLuise was in Cannonball Run too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in fucking everything. Burt Reynolds back in the day. Gator to the one where he's in the nut house trying to kill himself. And I can't remember the name of that movie.
The Hole.
My number one is Dune. So there's that. A lot of those, I think that was a pretty good list for us.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now we had, you know, Hollywood connections and could get shit done.
Yeah.
And you need to quit making fun of the Jews so we can get fucking funding.
You know what? Fuck you. They're an easy target.
Dependent.
You can fit like a million of them in your car.
Oh, holy.
They don't put ashtrays in cars anymore.
That is true. You know when you're looking at like an intersection and you know that that car's not going to stop and neither is that fucking semi? That's what just happened. Fiery wreck. God damn it. Our fan cast this week. I'm just trying to move on. As we said last week, Fox is moving ahead with the New Mutants movie. So I said, fuck it, we'll cast it first. So this is New Mutants. Our character list is Cannonball, Cypher, Magic, Warlock, Wolfsbane, Shatterstar, Boom Boom, or Boomer, under both, Sunspot, Domino, and Cable. Where are you going to start?
Domino
start.
Presley? The T-Girl?
The T-Girl.
You know who she was?
Yeah. The fact you knew her name. Don't throw stones.
Look at these guys. It's like the Timmies are like
the Timmies. We've been grouped.
You're both just sitting there like.
At least you didn't grope us
yet.
Yeah. Give it time.
Yeah, all right. Not over.
Let's start with Cannonball. The Kentucky guy. What is his power besides like supersonic flight? Didn't fuck his sister.
Wow.
Yeah, there was that real quick. Alright.
He said Kentucky, not Arkansas.
Yeah. And he's not Mormon. God, we're just hateful today. God bless the First Amendment.
Quiet and hateful. Fuck.
Alright, I got IMDb pulled up.
Lucas Till.
from X-Men First Class. He played... Cannibal. Yeah, that... Okay. Havoc. He plays Havoc. And he will play Havoc in Apocalypse.
Maybe.
Okay.
He doesn't die.
I can see that.
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Yep. All right, who's your cannonball?
Charlie Hunnam.
So you went older.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Some of the pictures I saw didn't look like him.
Yeah. Okay. Vince.
Liam Hemsworth.
You cast him in a lot of things. I think
he's got that.
He can play a lot of things.
Yeah.
And he's not uber famous like his brother.
Right.
So
he's getting there.
Yeah. He's just as good an actor. If you've seen the, please go watch the bad lip reading of Avengers.
Yeah, that's funny.
Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
I'll show it to you after. I posted it in the Facebook group.
It's funny.
Jesus Christ, it's funny. My cannonball, Josh Hutcherson. Hunger Games. I think he just has that cannonball Sam Guthrie look to him.
Give him some blonde hair.
Yeah. Knocks it out. Next is Cypher.
Sterling Knight. Oh, he sounds sexy. Sorry. Oh, he's...
Not. Oops!
And he was giving us shit about Domino Presley.
Yeah. I hate you. I hate you so much. 17 again, and Melissa and Joey.
He's in a lot of teen movies.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
David Gallagher. Is that Gallagher's son?
Yeah. From Seventh Heaven. Oh, he was the oldest son. He was the son in Seventh Heaven.
He was the second youngest son.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. The look fits. That's...
Graham Patrick Martin.
Junior.
Esquire.
Graf?
Graphic sexual horror. What have you been watching?
I don't...
Martin. Well, you spelled Graham.
You know how hard it is to
there he
fucking
is.
Type at a 45 degree angle?
Graham.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, Graham, not Graham.
He played the son in the Anna Nicole TV movie.
Hey, he's hungry, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah.
Hunger Games.
Breathe.
Okay. My cipher... Ryan Quanton.
Quanton?
I believe he was in True Blood.
He looks like Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. If Neil Patrick Harris was Butch.
Isn't that great? If he was the man.
If he was the man in the relationship. Magic. This is Colossus' sister. So, who do you have?
Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah. I saw a lot of cast. People had her cast as Magic, so...
Mine, I'm gonna have to spell this. Veronica with a K. Is that like Becky with a Y? Vernadskaya. V-E-R-N-A-D.
N-A-B?
D.
D.
S-K-A-Y-A.
Wow, that's a lot of vowels and... Okay.
I like it.
I like it too.
I
like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Touch my shit again, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna...
My fingers are already fucked up.
I'm gonna make sweet, sweet love to you.
Whoa.
And whisper sweet nothings in your ear.
He will, too. That's one of his things. that's a good pick. I like that one.
I like it, too.
Vince?
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's like your go-to casting. We're casting Barney and Friends. Dakota Fanning.
Where's the weird white little boy with braces?
Peyton List.
I got Chloe Grace Moretz for Magic, so.
Yeah.
Warlock. Now, this is... I imagine he would be CG.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact that he's a techno thing. So, when I cast him, I just cast voice actor, who I want the voice to be. Who do you got, Tim? Right,
get ready for this one. Nicholas? Cage. No, I'm fucking with you. It's Ollie Barbary.
I don't even know how you spell that.
That's awesome.
All right, I knew it was, I still kept going.
Yeah, I didn't know. He's like, Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage? That's Nicolas Cage. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Who do you got?
Ollie, O-L-L-I-E. B-A-R-B-I-E-R-I.
Whoa.
Yeah, sure, good enough. All right. Yeah, all right. All right. Moving on. Tell me who you got, Mr. Short.
DJ Qualls.
God damn it, that's what I got.
Really?
Yeah. From Legit.
Yeah. That's...
He looks like him.
Yeah. He does, too. I went... Since I just went voice, I want, like, a powerful voice. So,
Gilbert Godfrey.
It was either going to be... I actually thought him for a second. It was either going to be Clancy Brown, who most people know as Mr. Krabs, or the one I picked, which is Kevin Conroy, who is Batman.
Yeah.
That way I could have Batman in a Marvel movie. I'd be happy.
I thought Ben Affleck was Batman.
No.
Kevin Conroy.
There's two Batman. There's Kevin Conroy.
And whoever else?
There's Michael Keaton.
Yeah. whoever else is playing the live action one.
Yeah. That takes us to Wolfsbane. The Scottish girl can turn into a wolf, kind of a werewolfy type gimmick.
I got Dakota Blue Richards.
Wow.
Yes, she did.
She's
you forgot the blue. There you go.
The Golden Compass. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, you actually got a decent one there, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Short.
I don't know how to pronounce this.
God damn it.
S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
He's right there.
Yeah, that one.
He's right there.
She.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
She looks like she eats potatoes.
What's she been
in? Irish parents.
She's Irish.
She's the girl from Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great fucking flick.
She's been in Robot Chicken.
I have never seen it.
Dude, yeah. Watch that.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Fucking, yeah. I have it. I think I actually have it on DVD over there, believe it or not. That's a good pick. All right, Vince.
Emma Stone.
Yep.
I will never argue Emma Stone. I have Bryce Dallas Howard. You want me to pull up a picture?
No.
At least she doesn't look like her uncle.
Her dad. She's Ron Howard's daughter.
I know, but...
Oh, look like Clint? I had to think for a second. Like, she ain't bald like Oprah. Oh, you mean Clint. That's a big head.
Nicholas Cage.
Cage. I hate you fuckers.
Thank you.
Shatterstar. Who do you have for Shatterstar?
Liam Hemsworth.
That's a good pick.
Carl Urban.
That's a really good pick.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. You need to type this in. Nicholas.
Cage. I went with Justin Hartley. Played Green Arrow on Smallville.
He's not Green Arrow in the...
Nope, Stephen Amell is. Yep.
There's a reason why I don't watch that.
I know. Boom Boom, or Boomer.
Oh, shit.
This is the hot blonde of the group.
Are you ready? Nicholas?
Oh, you mean the ancient Indian Nicholas Middlefinger.
Candace Akola.
Oh.
Vampire Diaries.
From Vampire? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. No, you can't. She's born in 80. Wait a minute here.
87.
Yeah, okay, it's legal.
Yeah.
Dead girl.
I thought that looked like.
I did too. Yeah, I did too. I think that's
vertical lips.
Yep. Vampire Diaries and Drop Dead Diva. Okay, yeah, that's a good pick. Mr. Short.
Yvonne Strauss.
Yeah.
Or pull that one up.
No, I...
Yeah, let's pick up some new pictures of that one.
Yeah, I'm with him on this one.
Who?
Yvonne Strauss.
Nicholas Cage.
You spelled it...
Dude, what are you going...
You spelled it way wrong. It starts with a Y.
Y-V-O-N-N-E. There it is.
Yeah, I am not good with spelling today.
Oh, yeah, that one right there. She's in her underwear.
Jesus. Yep, that's a great pick.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep. Okay. Vince?
Peyton List.
That Jesse show.
I don't know what
you
it is.
Pick on me for Glee, but Jesus Christ.
Well, I gotta watch it because the fucking kids watch it.
Yeah, he's got kids, dude. What's your excuse? No, you got
is
kids.
Is that the first time I was gonna. I immediately was gonna jump on that. So I don't have kids now, huh, fucker?
In his defense, Diary of a Wimpy Kid is kind of funny.
I've never seen it.
It's not bad.
Oh, she was in Sorcerer's Apprentice.
For a kids movie.
Guess who's also in Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Nicolas Cage.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's awesome.
But she was born in 98, so.
Yeah, that's a little creepy there.
15?
Are you Mormon?
You want to?
You want to be? You got any Mormon in you?
Ask her if she got
any. You want some? Go ask your brother.
Not currently. Not at this time.
not at this time.
For my boom boom, I picked C.J. Perry.
Is he related to Tyler?
Who most
Tyler
people
Perry?
Probably know as Lana from WWE.
And she's in Pitch Perfect.
Yep. And she was also in Interrogation.
Pitch Perfect too.
No, she was in which one?
WWE maybe.
Hey, pull up your fat girlfriend from Pitch Perfect.
No, one of these she was naked in.
Did you hear me?
I'm ignoring the fuck out of you.
Naked.
Yeah, so there's Lana from WWE and my pick for being naked. So.
I can see that.
Yep.
Go back up. What's that one?
Which?
Right there.
Right there.
From the movie she was in.
Yep, that explains it. All right.
Okay. Yep.
50 Shades of Porno.
There you go. Oh, thank God. Sunspot.
He's gay, isn't he?
No, Shatterstar.
Shatterstar.
Oh, okay.
Sunspot.
No, my bad.
Yeah, it is.
Jacob Artist.
Spelled
A-R-T-I-S-T.
Oh, look what he was in.
The Hole?
Glee.
Oh no! Start! No! You ain't gonna get me. You ain't gonna get him.
It's not how
he did. He didn't watch Glee.
Yeah,
he picked him.
That doesn't mean
it didn't fucking matter.
I know.
I do not support or condone Glee.
Who you got, Timmy? Here, Mr. Shore. I'm
gonna have to look this one up.
Oh, God damn it,
Nicholas.
You do know that's episode title, right?
That's awesome.
It's Mark.
I peed a little. Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. Yeah. he was in The Hole, and
that's a good one.
Boogie Nights.
That's actually the best thing he's ever been in. So
I didn't know he was in The Gambler or Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers.
How to Make It in America.
Yeah, he was executive
producer. We Own the Night.
You own that movie.
Four Brothers. That's probably his best movie. I think so.
Shooter was great.
Well, Shooter. Okay. We do top 10 Wahlberg next week.
Lone Survivor is good too.
Ben, yeah. Who do you got?
Michael Steger. Steger.
From 90210. Okay. Yeah, I'll get.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. For mine, I gotta spell it because there's no blue way in hell I can pronounce it.
You can't even spell it.
Rami Malek?
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah!
He's in the new show, Mr. Robot, and he is also Night at the Museum. He's the Egyptian.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that show on USA.
It actually looks pretty good.
It looks great.
Christian Slater's in it.
What show?
Mr. Robot. About a guy that is trying to bring down the 1% of the 1%. The behind the scenes.
The motorcycle gang?
No.
Oh.
The behind the scenes.
Christian Slater's in it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Christian Slater for TV movies, for TV shows, is kind of like how.
It's like a ticking time.
Ted. Oh, shit, I had his name.
Ted Knight.
No, Ted Nugent. I want to say Ted McGinley.
Tom Selleck.
When they brought in Jefferson to replace Steve.
Yeah.
And they brought him in. He was brought in on Happy Days. Everything he gets brought in, it lasts like three more seasons and it's done.
No, he was on Married to Children for a long time.
He was on longer than Steve was.
Yeah, that's true. But
Steve that was his crazy. Only good show, though. Yeah. I mean,
Steve went crazy.
Major League 3.
Yeah, he was in Domino.
Domino
is our next. You didn't, did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
Nicholas.
Cage.
Cage.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, I'm T-A-T-I-A-N-A.
Tatiana Maslany?
Yeah.
Yep, from Orphan Black. She is way hotter than that those pictures show.
Prove it.
Okie doke.
Okie?
Oh no, she's still wearing clothes.
Try a different shirt. Her face is, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yep.
Hey, I win. Alright.
Alright.
I like pussy.
Yeah.
You are a pussy.
Who do you have for Domino?
I am what I eat.
He's a tater.
A tater vagina.
French fry tater.
Eliza Dushku. Ooh.
That's a good pick for Domino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
still banging that little basketball player?
Yeah, she's still with Rick Fox.
Rick Fox.
Yeah.
Who?
Thank God for Google. Can I just say that?
Who the fuck's Rick Fox?
He's fucking Eliza Dushku.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is an ugly fuck.
Yep.
Yeah. But he's got like millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Fucking black guy.
Green's the only color that really matters.
Fucking coal burner.
Right.
Lizzie Kaplan.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes.
Let's see that one on the big screen.
I'm working on that one.
You're searching in the wrong spot.
From, Masters of Sex.
Yeah.
She was in the interview? At fuck Cloverfield. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's a great pick. Pretty much.
Easy big fella.
I went with Katie Cassidy. Plays,
Yeah, I like it.
She's on Arrow. She plays, Black Canary.
She was the wife on Click, wasn't she?
No, the wife on Click
was...
No,
that was Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, Katie Cassidy. That's my pick.
Oh, she was the daughter then. Or something. I don't know.
She was in the movie.
Yeah, she was.
That leads us to Cable, which is kind of a big casting, which I probably imagine they will be doing soon.
I think.
In one way or another.
Last week you said something about Cable being his first appearance in New Mutants.
Was in New Mutants the book, yeah.
Deadpool was first.
Was it Deadpool?
Yeah.
So who do you have for Cable?
All right. P A. You going to type this out?
I might.
P A T
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, yeah.
I need the music for like when you solve the puzzle right on Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, so Patrick Warburton is your
Cable. Really?
He's a big motherfucker.
He is, but I just don't.
The voice would throw you off because as soon as you would hear him, you'd be like
the Tick,
the Tick, or Cripple Joe from Family Guy.
Or what's his name from Venture Brothers?
Yeah, yeah, Brock Sampson.
Brock Sampson.
Yeah. Who's your Cable, Mr. Short?
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah. I thought he did all right as Punisher. I liked him as Punisher.
I didn't like the movie, but he did okay.
Yeah.
Kim Cold with K's.
KKK's?
KKK's.
He was in Fast and Furious 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Former soccer goalkeeper, so they're immediately...
Look at that motherfucker.
So that's why he had to freaking start out.
Look at that. Look at him. On the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he's lifting that dumbbell.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, look at that. He's lifting the dumbbell.
Damn!
That is fucking Cable right there.
Yeah.
What does his arm say?
KKK forever.
Don't fuck with me, I'm Cable.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it says. I don't know, but that's...
Dog fighters?
It might. Jesus, that's a great pick. My Cable, I went with John Hamm.
Yeah?
If I can't get him as Batman, I'm going to have him as Cable. So, and he's not doing Mad Men anymore. Did anybody watch that series finale of Mad Men?
No.
I won't spoil it, but his character does come up with one of the biggest ads of all time. So. It's the Coca-Cola ad.
Teach the world to sing?
Yeah.
In perfect harmony?
Yeah. He comes up with that one.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Polar bears?
Polar bears. Yeah, the polar bears. So that was our casting of New Mutants. I think we had some pretty good picks on there. And then, of course, there's Timmy.
Our shorts list wasn't that bad.
No, his was fine. Yours was Nickerish K. hate you all.
I didn't realize it was Nicolas Cage until it was Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Like, wow, Nicolas Cage.
Quick update on the race. They're up to lap 91. Tony Kanaan leading with Simon Pagenaud second, Will Power third.
Anybody out of the race?
Out of the race is Brian Coulson's in the pits. He hit the wall, or he made contact, so he's in the pits, but he's like six laps down. So, yep, that's it. So, thank you for listening. We do have an email.
If you didn't listen,
fuck you. You.
Yeah, we do have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. I don't know why I keep saying this every week. Nobody fucking uses it.
I do.
I know you do.
We could probably say, you know, send us an email, we'll send you $20, and we still wouldn't get on.
No.
Don't say that.
No, that is not. No, no, fuck that.
Vince will give you a hand job.
He'll charge you a buck, but.
I thought we had him down to 50 cents.
No. That's only on double decker days.
A dollar. I can do at least two in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Three if you get your mouth on there.
Wow, those are big dicks you're doing there, buddy.
Fuck yeah.
Horse cocks.
This will never, ever be on video, I swear to God.
Hold on, I can put it on Facebook.
Yeah, we can put it on Periscope.
That was completely subliminal, too, because I want it. I want the big one.
Why are you smacking it? Oh, Homer.
Stick my finger in the urethra.
Oh, wow. That's how you kill the momentum of a shitty show. Wow.
We have momentum.
We have a Facebook group. I'm sure nobody wants to join it now, but...
At least we lost control at the end instead of
last week. Where was the ashtray?
That was a
joke
good
at?
Show.
It was a good show.
It was a good show, this serves for us on Facebook, Inconclusive Breakdown. We are on Twitter, at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo.
At Timmy Shizzler.
At Short Timmy.
At Fetal Bliss.
I think that's it. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, please go on iTunes and rate, review us, give us 5 stars. I think
if they're not going to freaking send us emails, they're not going to rate and review.
You would be surprised.
I doubt it.
We need 30. We need 30 reviews on iTunes. If anybody can...
Can they rate and review on the other platform?
You can on Stitcher.
Can you do them more than once?
No. Unless you have multiple email accounts.
Create multiple email accounts.
Yes. A@B.com.
Talking to you, Durham.
I lost my track of thought. That's how this. That's.
Dang it, Roboto. Tell me you love me.
I'm done.
Send an email to.
Please send an email.
Breakdown@gmail.com.
As to why the hell we should just keep doing this.
I love you, Vince.
there it is.
Nope.
You goddamn right.
Apparently, my daily crystal is up on Marvel Champions. Okay.
Crystal meth?
Yep. Oh, thank God this one's over.
It's not over yet.
As soon as I push this little button.
We're still talking.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. I just apologize now. Anybody got any last words before one of us dies?
Justin's fat girlfriend isn't really who she says
we're done.
She is.
Thank you. Good night.
He's talking about Rebel Wilson
from Glee.
We'll see everybody next week.
We'll see you in Glee.
Pitch Perfect.